This crate was placed strategically within London Bridge Station. Through the slats, Henson was able to watch the behaviour of the night guard. After the first night, the crate was hauled away, painted another colour, and returned to the station again. This routine was followed three nights in succession. Then Henson reported his findings. None of the thieves was encouraged.
"The jack's solid," he told Pierce. "Regular is this very clock."
He held up the stopwatch Pierce had given him to time the activities.
"Comes on at seven prompt with his little paper bag of supper. Sits on the steps, always alert, never a snooze. Greeting the crusher on his rounds."
"What are the rounds?"
"First crusher works till midnight. Goes every 11 minutes round the station. Sometimes he goes 12, and once or twice 13 minutes. But regular, it's 11 for him. Second crusher works midnight to dawn. He's a flummox crusher. Keeps the no beat, but goes this way and that, popping up here and there like a jack-in-the-box, with a wary eye in all directions. And he's got himself two barkers at his belt."
"What about the jack who sits by the office door?" Pierce said.
"Solid. Like I say, ream solid. Comes at seven, chats with the first crusher. He doesn't care for the second crusher. He calls him with a steady eye, he does. But a first crusher he likes. Chats down again with him, but never a stop in the crusher's rounds. Just a little chat."
"Does he ever leave his place?" Pierce said.
"Nah," the skipper said. "He sits right there. And then he hears the bells of St. Fallsworth ringing the hour, and each time they ring, he cocks his head and listens. Now, at 11 o'clock, he opens his bag and eats his tightener, always at the ringing of the clock. Now, he eats for maybe 10-15 minutes, and he has a bottle of reeb, beer, and then the crusher comes around again. Now, the jack sits back, taking his ease, and he waits until the crusher comes once more. Now it's 11:30 or thereabouts, and then the crusher passes him by and the jack goes off to the WC.
"Then he does leave his place," Pierce said.
"Only for the pisser."
"And how long has he gone?"
I was thinking you might want to know," Henson said, "so I clocked it proper. He's gone 64 seconds one night, and 68 the next night, and 64 the third night, always at the same time of the night, near about 11:30. And he's back at his post when the guard makes the last round, a quarter to midnight. And then the other crusher comes onto the beat."
"He did this every night?"
"Every night. It's the reeb does it. Reeb makes a man have a powerful urge."
"Yes," Pierce said. "Beer does have that effect. Now, does he leave his post at any other time?"
"Not to my eye."
"And you never slept?"
"What? When I'm sleeping here all the day, through on your nice bed, here in your lodgings, and you ask if I keep the night away?"
"You must tell me the truth," Pierce said, but without any great sense of urgency. Egger later testified